This morning on WCHL, in response to public interest and police tactics following recent events in Ferguson, Missouri, the Chapel Hill Police Department has released a list of SWAT operations dating back to 2012.
The report shows that Chapel Hill Police carried out 83 SWAT operations between January 14, 2002 and July 26, 2012.
Chapel Hill Town Council members met last night to discuss affordable housing in the city's Ephesus Fordham Development District.
The most serious problem is rental right now because, as you know, the Section 8 housing rental market simply collapsed.
And the long-awaited report on academic fraud at UNC is scheduled to be released tomorrow. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC coach Larry Fedora says tasting success last weekend should motivate the Tar Heels to want to experience more of it. And
the Will Muschamp watches on again at Florida and in Chapel Hill.
That's this morning in Art Shansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz. In response to public interest in police tactics, following recent events in Ferguson, Missouri, the Chapel Hill Police Department has released a list of SWAT operations dating back to 2002. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
WCHL requested the list to include racial identities of suspects arrested in SWAT operations, but Police Chief Chris Blue, who provided the list to WCHL, wrote in an email that he did not, quote, have a report that captures all the demographics of arrestees in all these cases, end of quote. The report shows that Chapel Hill Police carried out 83 SWAT operations between January 14, 2002 and July 26, 2012. One well-publicized incident occurred on November 13, 2011, when a SWAT team removed protesters from the old Yates Motor Company building off Franklin Street. Search warrants accounted for 67, or 80.7% of SWAT operations between 2002 and the summer of 2012. 61 of those warrants, or 91%, turned up drugs. 20, or 29% of search warrants, led police to weapons. 7 out of 67 search warrants yielded neither weapons nor drugs. Only one operation is listed as a no-knock raid. That occurred on August 30, 2011, for an unspecified search warrant at 177 Ashley Forest Road, Unit A. Drugs and weapons were seized, and no one was injured. No gun-related injuries were listed, and few injuries were listed in general. In one instance, two officers were bitten by a pit bull. In three buy-bust operations, suspects had drugs all three times and weapons in two instances. Other operations included four high-risk arrests, one hostage situation, clearing people from a building, and assisting in the protection of Vice President Joe Biden when he visited Chapel Hill in July 2010. On August 8, 2002, a SWAT team removed demonstrators from Representative David Price's office on Fordham Boulevard. The sit-in was staged by protesters concerned about Price's position on the then-forthcoming Iraq War resolution. Three people were arrested. A week later, Price voted against the resolution. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt wants to find the right balance of factors that will attract developers to build affordable housing in the city's Ephesus Fordham Development District. At Monday night's Chapel Hill Town Council public hearing, council members and Orange County residents discussed factors like who qualifies for affordable housing and what percentage of housing units a developer must offer as affordable units. Kleinschmidt likened these factors to ingredients in a pot of soup.
We might really, really like a certain kind of ingredient, but it might spoil the pot.
Ellie Kinnaird, who served as a North Carolina state senator and as a mayor of Carborough, said the town should emphasize affordable rental housing.
The most serious problem is rental right now because, as you know, the Section 8 housing rental market simply collapsed.
The current proposal would allow developers to erect one or two-story buildings without an affordable housing requirement. The proposal says the developer can build between two and five stories if the developer offers 10% of the housing units as affordable units. The proposal requires affordable rental units to remain affordable for 15 years. Councilmember Jim Ward says developers should be required to build rental housing that remains affordable for more than 15 years.
I'm not supportive of 15 years of affordable rental. It's going to have 200 years of unaffordable rental after those 15 years.
Kleinschmidt said he wants more than 10% of housing units to be built as affordable units. The discussion revealed that the council will need to iron out details to accommodate different parties, including developers and those looking for affordable housing in Chapel Hill. The council also discussed a plan to build a four-story hotel on West Rosemary Street between Church Street and Pritchard Avenue. The council invites public comment on this topic and will hold another public hearing on November 24th. The long-awaited report on academic fraud at UNC is scheduled to be released tomorrow. A group of investigators led by attorney Kenneth Wanstein has been working for nearly a year to dig into allegations of fraudulent classes with disproportionately high enrollment by college athletes. The findings will be presented to a special joint meeting of the University of North Carolina Board of Governors and the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees. A press conference will take place at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the first floor of the Keenan Center, located by the Keenan Flagler Business School. UNC President Tom Ross and UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Carol Folt will join Wanstein to respond and announce their initial actions based on the report. They will also take questions from the media. Once it has been released, Wanstein's report will be available online at carolinacommitment.unc.edu. After the press conference, Chancellor Folt will host a town hall meeting with faculty, staff, and students to discuss the findings. That takes place from 5 to 6 p.m. in room G200 of the Genome Sciences Building. The University United Methodist Church in downtown Chapel Hill is more than halfway toward a $250,000 goal for repairing and upgrading its landmark century-old steeple, which stands more than 200 feet high. The beloved steeple has been the backdrop for many selfies taken by out-of-towners. This year, that hasn't been possible due to construction. Here's Marty Stather, a member of the church who's active in raising funds for the steeple project.
You know, we're in a rebuilding phase, if you will, in terms of upgrading and improving some things with the steeple.
The majority of support, naturally, has come from congregation members. But Sather added that townies and even visitors to Chapel Hill have contributed.
So many people, you know, they come in town for football games or basketball games, or maybe they were former students and maybe, you know, spend a couple of years maybe as a member of the church, so they're able to kind of come in and make contributions, which is always great. But it's a special place, it's a special image, and something we're clearly very proud of.
The church has raised around $130,000 so far. Sather said that the work is projected to be finished with all the scaffolding down in about 6 months.
Hopefully by, you know, the middle of basketball season, everything will be down and you can come to Chapel Hill and look up at night and see the steeple all lit up.
Members of the community that wish to contribute to the steeple fund can visit chapelhilluumc.org. That's chapelhilluumc.org. A snapshot of North Carolina's unemployment rate is due to be released as a new glimpse into job prospects after the key indicator has gotten worse each of the previous 2 months. North Carolina officials on Tuesday released unemployment rate data for September. The August jobless rate climbed for the second straight month to 6.8%, pushing it further above the national jobless rate of 6.1%. The number of people with jobs fell by nearly 29,000 from July to August. North Carolina's jobless rate had dipped as low as 6.2% in April before starting to inch up again. The state unemployment rate dropped in the past year from 8% in August of 2013. It appears Tom Tillis will get the spotlight to himself on a television show billed as a debate for North Carolina's U.S. Senate hopefuls. The Republican State House Speaker will be the only candidate on an hour-long program tonight on Time Warner Cable System statewide. The Raleigh News and Observer and the Charlotte Observer are also sponsoring the event. Democratic Senator Kay Hagan declined to participate. Libertarian Party nominee Sean Howe didn't meet the polling threshold needed for an invitation. Tillis and Hagan have held 3 debates, with Howe joining them for 1. Tillis yesterday urged Hagan to reconsider for tonight. A Hagan campaign spokeswoman said earlier that Hagen declined this and other invitations back in July, in keeping with three debates held in the 2010 U.S. Senate race. Right now it's 8:14. And it's time now for WCHL traffic. And for that, we go to Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Jeff. Looks like northbound Fordham Boulevard slow in segments from Greensboro Street all the way through the 54 interchange. 40 eastbound, you can expect crowded slowdowns between 751 and Highway 55 if you're heading towards RTP. North and southbound Durham Freeway also delayed in spots between I-40 and downtown Durham. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. And, of course, make sure you're doing it safely.
Absolutely. Nikki, thank you. And time now for WCHL weather, and that is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. And tomorrow night, we're expecting mostly clear skies, lows in the lower 40s. On Thursday, sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. This report brought to you by the Carolina Inn, and you can learn more about it by going to the Carolina Inn's website. Right now it is 8:15 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora says tasting success last weekend should motivate his 3-4 Tar Heels to want to experience more of it, and that's a good thing for the Carolina head coach. Who knows, there's plenty to work to do in all three phases of the game. For details, we go to WCHL's Matt Oaks.
Despite a four-game losing streak, UNC's 48-43 win over Georgia Tech puts the Tar Heels right back into the ACC Coastal conversation. The UNC defense has been playing with more intensity and aggression in recent weeks, but the scoreboard hasn't got the memo. The Tar Heels have surrendered a combined 117 points in the past three contests, and although Coach Fedora admits he's by no means satisfied, he says it's most important to see continual progress made each Saturday.
Okay is never okay. I still expect them to get better. I expect them to be better this week than they were last week. You know, as long as we keep getting better, you know, as long as we keep growing, then we'll be all right.
The UNC special teams department has lacked the kind of fireworks put on display in 2013 and persistently advertised in the preseason. Most notably, Carolina's sophomore spark plug Ryan Switzer has been bottled up by opposing coverage teams and contributed uncharacteristic mistakes of his own. Coach Fedora says Switzer needs to stop trying to force the action and let the game come to him.
I spent a lot of time talking to him this past week about, you know, not forcing anything in the punt return game. And because all we've done is tried to force things and we've gone backwards. We've been very poor in that aspect. And so, you know, I thought he did a good job the other day. You know, he only had one that he had a chance at, and the guy hung it up there. Did a good job, you know, and they got down the field. So there's no reason to force it there. Just fair catch it, and let's move on to the next one.
As frustrating as UNC's number 127 ranking in points allowed per game may be, Coach Fedora says the defensive intangibles like effort and attitude are unwavering.
That is the hardest thing. It's more about attitude and effort and all those things. You know, I'm happy to say that we don't face a triple option again this year, so we don't have to be concerned with it. But, you know, I still think that our attitudes and the way we're practicing and the belief in what we're doing is still very good.
Marquise Williams is the centerpiece of the Tar Heel offense that ranks 17th in the nation in scoring. Williams was named an ACC Player of the Week for the second straight time Monday for good reason. His record-breaking numbers over the weekend deserve that honor. But Coach Fedora says it's the junior signal caller's enhanced decision-making abilities that have proved most vital.
I think he's gotten better and better every week. And, you know, so as you continue to make good decisions, and when you don't make a good decision, you make something out of it, you gain confidence. Stay within the offense. Just take what they give you, and we'll be okay. And when you get outside of that, then things happen.
Winning tends to breed more winning. Coach Fedora says the young Tar Heels' confidence levels are growing as they figure out what it takes to emerge victorious on game days.
For their confidence level, for their ability to keep believing in each other and what they were doing and to keep practicing hard, I think it was, you know, we were getting to a point where we really needed it, and they got it done. It was all about just find a way to win a football game. When you find a way to win football games, you start realizing if you don't screw it up, you got a pretty good chance. you know, and so hopefully we can, we can take from that.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department is looking for help identifying a suspect in two larcenies. Investigators released two videos of the man who say they broke into the same house on Pleasant Green Road twice in 1 week. The suspect in the videos appears to be a large black man driving a silver SUV. You can watch both videos on our website, that is chapelboro.com. And if you have any information on either the suspect or the vehicle, contact the Orange County Sheriff's Department at 919-644-3050. That is 919-644-3050. Right now, it is 8:20. And it's time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and that is brought to you by AT&T. Last night, Monday Night Football, and it appeared it was going to go the way of the Houston Texans in the first half until the final 4 minutes of the first half. And that's when the Pittsburgh Steelers put up a total of 24 points in 3 minutes and 30 seconds. That came after two Texans turnovers. It was another big night for none other than the wide receiver for the Steelers, Andre Brown, as he wound up throwing for a touchdown pass, and he caught a touchdown pass. In fact, he threw a touchdown pass to Lance Moore that put Steelers ahead for good over the Texans, and Pittsburgh wins by a score of 17-13. So Houston grabs the victory, or rather, Pittsburgh grabs the victory, and they will move on now after breaking a two-game losing streak. A most unlikely World Series will begin tonight in Kansas City, of all places. This will be the first World Series game to take place in Kansas City since 1985, when they eventually defeated the St. Louis Cardinals in seven games. Tonight, Kansas City versus San Francisco in Game 1 of the World Series. San Francisco has won two of the last four World Championships, and it'll be Madison Bumgarner, the Hickory native, who at one point in time committed to go to UNC only to jump straight to the major, or rather to the minor leagues at first, and then eventually to San Francisco. He'll be going up against former Tampa Bay Devil Ray and former Durham Bull James Shields in Game 1 that will take place again starting at 8 o'clock. The Carolina Hurricanes will be back in action tonight. They will be in Winnipeg to go up against the Winnipeg Jets, their former division rival. The Canes are 0-2-2 to start the year. The Charlotte Hornets had an exhibition game last night. They lost in overtime to the Atlanta Hawks, 117-114 in Phillips Arena. P.J. Hairston came off the bench for the Hornets in the game to put up 11 points in 22 minutes. Cody Zeller with 18 points for the Hornets. In this exhibition contest, Gary Neal led the Hornets with 21 points. Marvin Williams did not play in the game. Of course, he's a member of the 2005 National Championship team for UNC. And this report is brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Worthless, declared the composer's friends. Impossible to play. But Tchaikovsky refused to change a note of what became history's most romantic and popular piano concerto. The North Carolina Symphony and pianist Dee Wu performed Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto. Tickets start at only $18. Call 919-733-2750 or order yours at Ticketmaster.com. This Thursday in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall, and this Friday and Saturday at Raleigh's Maimandy Concert Hall, Tchaikovsky's first concerto with your North Carolina Symphony.
Hi. Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Will Muschamp Watch is on again at Florida and in Chapel Hill. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora spent three seasons at Florida as run game, perimeter game, and offensive coordinator for the Gators, putting up some ungodly numbers, especially in his last season under head coach Urban Meyer. Fedora supposedly knows Florida athletic director Jeremy Foley well and is on his private list of coaching candidates should Will Muschamp fail there. Well, after a 4-1 start, Muschamp is failing again as the Gators have lost two straight in the swamp, the last one a homecoming embarrassment to Missouri by the score of 42-13. With Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida State left on the schedule, it's unlikely the 3-3 Florida will get to the six wins needed and return to a bowl game after missing the postseason in 2013 with a 4-8 record. If that happened, coupled with another fast finish and bowl bid for Fedora's Tar Heels, there is no question the hat would be high on Foley's list of replacements for Muschamp, the one-time coach-in-waiting under Mac Brown at Texas. Florida would likely go after a bigger name than Fedora, but it is a damaged program since being coached by Steve Spurrier and Meyer, and no big name might want it despite an estimated annual $3 million income package. Granted, a lot has to happen for that scenario to unfold, especially the fast finish for the Tar Heels, who can score a ton of points but continue to give up a ton as well. Fedora's UNC income is less than $2 million, and the question remains whether the new Carolina administration would support a substantial pay raise for its football coach to keep him here. It's the same answer as in that funny Samsung survival commercial about dropping your phone into the garbage disposal. That would be a no. I can't imagine, with the Weinstein report coming Wednesday, followed by another rash of rehashes from the media, that UNC would approve any mega-money proposal for athletics, from giving the football coach a raise to raising the Smith Center and building a new basketball arena. Carolina is in a holding pattern right now. Hopefully, that won't affect holding on to Fedora. This is Art Chansky. See you.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
It's Shredathon 2014. Orange County Solid Waste Management will sponsor two free Shredathons where Orange County residents and businesses can destroy their personal documents at no cost. Thursday, October 23rd is at University Mall in Chapel Hill with a park and walk-up service. Saturday, October 25th is at Hampton Point in Hillsborough with a drive-through service. Both events are from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. There's a limit of 5 boxes or bags per person in just one trip per household. Come on October 23rd and 25th for the Fall Shredathons. Call 919-968-2788 for details.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We will get you to the closing table.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Focused on you.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Dance Design. It's 50% off. $30 towards costume rental available today for only $15. Halloween is right around the corner. Need a costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? Their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Coming up in just a moment here on WCHL, we'll have Adopt-A-Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Visit the store in Metamont for healthy dog and cat food and treats, stylish accessories, and a grooming spa experience for you and your furry friend. So we'll have that coming up in the next hour. Right now, WCHL weather, and that's brought to you by the Carolina Inn. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. On tomorrow night, we're expecting mostly clear skies, lows in the lower 40s, and for Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it is 53 degrees outside, and this report brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. We'll have WCHL news coming up here in just a moment, including details about how state races are looking as Election Day and early voting is on the horizon. WCHL news time is at 8:30.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. The judge in Pretoria, South Africa, had decided on the penalty for Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius.
An appropriate sentence should neither be too light nor too severe.
Following his conviction for culpable homicide following last year's shooting death of girlfriend Reva Steenkamp, Oscar Pistorius was sentenced to a 5-year prison term. Correspondent Deborah Pattis saw the late model's mother.
It's the first time I've seen June Steenkamp's smile when she left the court today, looking a little relieved, and she spoke afterwards saying that she believed this was a good sentence. I think they were hoping for at least some jail time.
Pistorius must serve at least 10 months before he'd be eligible to do the rest of his sentence under house arrest. A van took him from the courthouse off to prison where...
He'll have his own cell. He's not sharing a cell. And he's actually near the hospital section of this prison. So they've certainly taken into consideration all the arguments put up that prison was no place for a double amputee.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm Jeff Hamlin on the WCHL Morning News, substituting for Rod Studs. Election Day is only 2 weeks away, and early voting begins in North Carolina in just 2 days. Where does the race stand for control of the North Carolina General Assembly? Republicans have a big edge in both the State House and the State Senate, and there's very little chance Democrats will regain control of either house. But polls say there's a very good chance Democrats will pick up seats in both houses come November. Tom Jensen is the director of Raleigh-based public policy polling, and he spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck last week.
The race for control of the State House and State Senate is ongoing. Republicans have a huge edge in both. They should hold on, presumably, to those two houses. But which individual races should we be watching the most closely? Which individual races are you watching the most closely?
Sure. I think when you look at the NC House, six races sort of jump to the top as being the most interesting. There's three out in the mountains, incumbents Nathan Ramsey, Tim Moffitt, and Michelle Presnell, all Republicans. A couple here in the Triangle in Wake County, Tom Murray, incumbent Republican, and then the open seat of the late Representative Jim Fulgham in Wake County, and then down in Lee County, Mike Stone. Those are sort of the six most interesting legislative races in the state. And what they all have in common is that they are all Republican held, and you're almost definitely going to see Democratic gains in the legislature this year, simply because Republicans won every toss-up race pretty much in 2012. So they don't have anything else to sort of try to play offense with because they already won everywhere they could conceivably win in 2012. So if there's any positive aspect of that for Democrats, is that they have a much wider playing field to play offense in this year. But still, the best case scenario is trying to get the Republicans down to 70 or 71 seats in the House so they won't have a veto-proof majority. I don't think anyone thinks Democrats have even a 1% chance of actually getting back a majority.
And I know you're taking a look at North Carolina a little bit more closely this week into next. Do you see any, in the last week, the development in the statewide race for U.S. Senate, the Tillis-Hagen race, is most recently this development with respect to same-sex marriage, the ban being struck down by the courts, and Tillis and Phil Berger both sort of standing up in favor of the ban and pledging to appeal to the higher courts, even though it's been made pretty clear by the higher courts where they're going to fall, and it's not on Tillis and Berger's side, but they're making that appeal anyway. Do you see that fight and the high-profile nature of it as we're getting close to the election? Do you see that moving the dial either way?
I think it's probably a wash. Social conservatives might be a little more motivated to turn out and vote because Tillis is really standing with them on this issue. At the same time, I think to a lot of moderate voters, it looks like a waste of time and a waste of money. So that's just as likely to sort of push undecided voters into the Hagen camp. And I think those two forces probably balance each other out. The North Carolina Senate race seems to be getting a little bit closer. Consistently, the polls have been showing Hagen up by 3 or 4 points, and there were couple polls out this week where it was tied or where Hagen was only up by 1 point. So it's not a big shift, but I think you are starting to see Republicans come home a little bit more. Overall, this race has always been within a couple points, and I think at the end of the day it will remain within a couple points. Neither candidate's going to win by a particularly substantial margin, and it really could go either way.
That's WCHL's Aaron Keck talking with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling. The Carver Board of Aldermen will appoint 6 members to the newly formed Energy and Climate Protection Planning Task Force at tonight's meeting at Town Hall. Back in May, the board approved a resolution to create the temporary task force, which is actually to consist of 7 members. The appointed group is to submit a report by next June with recommendations on how the town could most effectively reduce non-renewable energy use in commercial and residential buildings, as well as transportation. The task force will also recommend new actions for promoting renewable energy and more efficient ways to deal with stormwater runoff, impervious surfaces, carbon emissions, and the so-called heat island effect that builds in areas that tend to be hotter than nearby rural tracts. The Energy and Climate Protection Planning Task Force will meet publicly on the third Thursday of each month. The Carver Board of Aldermen meets at 7:30 each Tuesday night in room 110 of Carborough Town Hall, located at 301 West Main Street. North Carolina's insurance commissioner is considering a request from companies seeking to increase homeowners' coverage costs by more than 25% on average, while more firms demand even higher rates. Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin opened a hearing on Monday on the rate increase requested by nearly 100 companies selling homeowners' policies in the state. Goodwin's decision is not expected before later this year. Staffers in the state insurance department headed by Goodwin say the proposal is excessive. A lawyer for the North Carolina Rate Bureau representing the company say they're asking less than the 41% increase needed to cover obligations and make a fair point. Insurers increasingly are telling consumers they won't sell coverage unless homeowners agree to pay more than the rate set by Goodwin's office. Right now it's 8:38 here on WCHL, and we'll have our Adopt a Pet for the week coming up in just a moment.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense cost, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Remember the last time you had the flu? Headache, body ache, chills, fever, stuffy nose? Remember how awful you felt? The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine. UNC Family Medicine is here to help protect you and your family from the flu. After all, who wants to feel sick? Call us at 919-966-0210 or visit us at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire.
Bryce Johnson with the board. Transition three other way is good.
WCHL and ChapelBrew.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis with 30 sponsor locations around town collecting entries, including F&F Automotive, Great Outdoor Provision Company, and PTA Thrift Shops in Chapel Hill and Carborough. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling into the WCHL Morning News and the WCHL Evening News every weekday and go online to chapelborough.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including Four Corners, Grimble Jewelers, and Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire. See the Tar Heels play 3 games and stay 4 nights in the Bahamas.
Well, speaking of that, we're a little over halfway through our biggest promotion of the year, as Ron just mentioned there. It is the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire. In case you didn't hear that, WCHL and Chapel Hill are going to take you and a friend to see the UNC basketball team play in the 2014 Battle for Atlantis, November 26th through the 28th, just over a month away. And the winner will receive great seats to the 3 UNC games and 4 nights in Paradise Island. And we're going to be taking an entry right now for our 4th weekly finalist of the morning news. Be caller 7 right now, lucky number 7, and you'll be entered to be one of our 4 weekly finalists. The finalist will receive an invitation to our drawing party at the R&R Grill on November the 10th. So be caller 7 right now, 929-WCHL. That's 929-9245.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jackie Helvey. It's funny how something can be happening in your own backyard and the folks around you aren't aware of it. Case in point is the stickwork installation at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. While I'm sure most of the population around here knows about the garden and how great it is, and maybe even knows about the sculpture in the garden art exhibit now in its 26th year, it seems like not that many people know about Patrick Doherty and his team of volunteers who for the past 2 weeks have been constructing a stickwork piece made of live saplings from Duke Forest. This Thursday will be a naming celebration where Patrick will announce the name. I hope our community will come out on Saturday or anytime they can and see this amazing completed piece of art. Take in the sculpture in the garden show and everything else happening at the Botanical Garden. And thank your lucky stars for all the great things that happen in our community all around us. The website is sculptureinthegarden.com. This is Jackie Helvey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hey, Carolina fans. Enter now at Lloyd Tire in Chapel Hill to win a trip to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels play 3 games. Courtesy of Continental Tire, presenting sponsor of the 2014 Battle for Atlantis contest. From the all-new True Contact to the Cross Contact LX20, Continental Tire has a tire that's right for you. Let Continental Tire help you get in the game this season. To find a retailer near you, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Great Outdoor Provision Company reminds you that it's going to take far more than a pumpkin spice latte to keep you warm this winter. Instead, we recommend outerwear from Patagonia, like the men's and women's down sweaters, nano jackets, and Retro X vests, all available in a variety of styles and colors. So while there's plenty of options out there to warm your heart this fall, we're concerned about the warmth of your body. Stop by our Eastgate location today and discover new arrivals from Patagonia, or visit greatoutdoorprovision.com.
And it's time now for WCHL traffic. And with our traffic report this morning, it is Nikki Morris.
Thanks, Jeff. 54 eastbound remaining a little crowded as you make your way towards the 40 interchange this morning. You can expect slowdowns on 40 eastbound to begin right around Highway 54 all the way through Fayetteville Road as you head towards RTP. And expect slowdowns again if you're heading out towards the airport this morning through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. And, of course, make sure you're doing that safely.
Absolutely. Nikki, thank you very much. And now WCHL weather. And that is brought to you by Glass Half Full. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear skies with lows in the low 40s. Right now, it is 54 outside, and this report brought to you by Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. And the beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too. Right now, it's coming up on 8:46 here on WCHL. And now it is time for Adopt-A-Pet. And we can bring in our Adopt-A-Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Visit the store in Meadowmont for healthy dog and cat and food treats, stylish accessories, and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet. Now, who do we have in here today? What's your name, ma'am?
Oh, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Now, who have you brought in to visit with us today?
I have brought Murphy, and he is from Orange County Animal Shelter.
Okay. Now, what is Murphy here? Murphy's not up on our table here, but I see him on a leash out below us here.
Let me see if I can get him.
Let's see. Murphy is a little bit exuberant this morning. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Now look at that.
Murphy is a two-year-old Chihuahua mix.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got velvet ears.
Yeah. He's a little bit bigger than a Chihuahua. He's maybe 10 pounds, but he's still on the small side. He's
okay.
Still very small.
And that tail's just a wagon.
Yes. He's a very happy dog.
Yes, he is.
Army crawling.
Oh, really?
I think he was trying to scratch his belly. He was army crawling. In the hallway.
Oh, okay. And now he's up on the table, and I got a feeling he wants to talk into the mic there.
Yes.
It looks like.
Do you have anything to say?
Yeah. We got that mic there open.
I think he can see himself in the reflection.
Yeah,
you see that dog?
Now, he's. You mentioned he's about, what, 10?
He's about 10 pounds.
Pounds?
I wouldn't say he's... He's less than 15.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not any more than that.
Okay.
He's a fairly small dog.
Yeah.
Still someone you could pick up and put under your arm.
Yeah, but he's a nice little spry dog.
Yes.
And now, how can people learn how to adopt him?
We'll go on orangecounty.gov and go to departments and go to our animal services tab, and you can see all of our adoptable pets. You can also find us on Facebook at Orange County Animal Services.
Okay. Now, how old is he once again?
He is 2 years old.
2 years old.
Yeah. Tail is wagging the microphone.
Yes, he's getting right on our XLR cord, as we like to say it. And he's just staying stationary now because he sees himself. And yes, I see, yes.
Oh, are you going to do it in the microphone?
It's okay. Yeah, I think, yeah, now he sees my microphone over here and he wants to crawl up over here. So, once again, you can adopt this pet, and how can they learn more about him?
They can actually call, you can call the animal shelter at 919-942-7387 and let them know that you're interested in Murphy. And I also believe he'll be on the website.
Absolutely. Yes. He'll be on chapelboro.com, and we'll have that posted as well on Chapel Burl's Facebook page. And you'll want to look at this, Doug, because if you like spry dogs that get a little curious from time to time. Now, does he sleep well at night?
I'm not sure, but, I mean, he was ready to go this morning. He rode very well in the car over here. He's a great walker.
Yeah.
He's a very good dog. Oh. And he army crawls.
He army crawls, too. He just crawls on his belly.
Yeah,
and, just...
and he was just creeping down the He's a sweet little guy.
Absolutely. Well, we encourage you to, once we put the information up on our website here, we encourage you to do what you can to get to know Murphy and any other animals that we have available over at the Orange County Animal Shelter. You can learn how you can adopt a pet and really enrich people's lives in the long run. Now he's taking a seat here on our table and seems to have calmed down from his 15 minutes of radio for fame. Well, really, it's closer to 4 minutes.
He's
but
famous.
Yeah, he's a famous dog now. Now, are you getting a good response right now from the Orange County Animal Shelter from our listeners here at chapelburl.com?
Yes, it's our dog adoption month going on for the month of October, and we've had 91 adoptions so far.
91 adoptions.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Well, I think I don't know why he looks in the mirror and moans like that, but he seems to want to do that.
He wants to know why that dog won't come play with him.
That's right. Well, Murphy, it's great to have you in this morning. It's great to have you in this morning as well.
Thank you.
That is our Orange County Adopt-A-Pet of the Week. And again, you can find that on chapelburl.com. We'll also have it on our Facebook page so you can learn how to adopt Murphy. I want to congratulate Jeff Neiman of Hillsboro. He was our qualifier this morning for our trip to the Bahamas for the Battle for Atlantis. He is our latest weekly qualifier, Jeff Neiman from Hillsboro. Listen out, though, here on WCHL, and you can qualify. It's not too late. Still got some time, so you can learn how to qualify and watch the Carolina basketball team play 3 games in the Bahamas for the 2014 Battle for Atlantis. Now it's time to award another winner for the word of the day. Just give us the word and you'll win the word of the day. You'll win a $10 gift card from Cruisers. Call us up now for Wayne Pond's word of the day, 929-WCHL. The number to call, 929-9245. Just give us the word and you'll win for today. Right now it is 8:51.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt, and for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is turning pink in honor of cancer awareness. For every Subaru we sell this month, we'll make a contribution to UNC Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center. During our Turn Performance Subaru Pink event, you can lease a new 2015 Subaru Impreza Wagon 2.0i for $193 per month. Wow! Outstanding value throughout your Performance Subaru experience. That's the Performance Subaru promise.
Stock number D4605, model ELB01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $34.99 down. Payment includes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. Based on MSRP of $205.32 and selling price of $19,601. Finance available with approved credit. $0 security deposit. Picture for illustrative purposes only. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 31 October 2014.
Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
My experience at Performance Subaru was great. The salesman, David Hickerson, was professional, knowledgeable, and made the entire process a joy.
Now that's a wow. Visit us at PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Marty Sather is a member of University United Methodist Church in downtown Chapel Hill. Right now, there's a lot of construction going on, the church's iconic steeple.
If you drive down Franklin Street, you will see there's a fair amount of construction with the Methodist Church downtown, and we're clearly in a rebuilding phase in terms of upgrading and improving some things. things with the steeple. And it, you know, it's clearly just a wonderful image that we have in Chapel Hill, and it's a wonderful landmark. You know, I wanted to just to reach out and talk to folks just within the community, let them know that, you know, our church is really involved in a lot of nonprofit organizations. And so I wanted to let folks know that we are fundraising right now. We clearly are getting the majority of the support from members of our congregation, but we want folks in the community to know what we're doing as well.
Marty Sather is today's WCHL hometown hero. He and a lot of other folks are working hard to get this construction done.
I understand that some people who don't even live here are inclined to contribute to the fund because they just love that image. They love seeing it when they come to town for games.
Well, they do. And so many people, you know, they come in town for football games or basketball games, and maybe they were former students and maybe been a couple of years as a member of the church. So they're able to kind of come in and make contributions, which is always great. It's a special place. It's a special image, something we're clearly very proud of.
You said you had a fundraising goal of $250,000.
Yep.
Obviously, this is very expensive work. That's a huge steeple and a lot of work to be done. It's going to be beautiful when you finish. But where are you now as far as fundraising
goes?
Well,
you know, right now we've raised a little over $130,000. So we're halfway past our original goal, but we clearly have more to do. Making contributions is very easy. So it's something where we're continuing to push and move forward.
And how much longer will it be before this wonderful image in downtown Chapel Hill is restored and even improved?
It'll probably take another 6 months or so before it's all kind of wrapped up and we get all the scaffolding back down. So hopefully by, you know, the middle of basketball season, everything will be down and you can come to Chapel Hill and look up at night and see the steeple all lit up. It's splendor and glory. So hopefully we'll get it done soon.
If anybody out there wants to contribute or wants to find out more about this,
the simplest way to make a gift is just to go online. Members of the community, they can just go to chapelhillumc.org. There is just a giving tab and you just click on there and you'll see an area where you can donate specifically for the steeple fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the easiest way to do it. So just go to chapelhillumc.org.
Marty Sather raising money in every way he can to get that restoration done on the steeple at University United Methodist Church, downtown on East Franklin Street. Marty is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dance Design. It's 50% off. $30 towards costume rental available today for only $15. Halloween is right around the corner. Need a costume? Dance Design of Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill has got you covered. Did you know that they have over 700 costumes in stock? Their experienced staff can work with you to find the perfect costume to make your Halloween a smashing success. It's half off from Dance Design, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Don't have a winner yet for our Wayne's Word of the Day, so if you can call us up and let us know what the word is, and you will win a $10 gift card from Cruiser's Convenience Store. Just call us up at 929-WCHL, 929-9245, and you can call and you can win. Also, we have a winner. I want to congratulate our winner from earlier today in Freddie Kiger's trivia contest. It was Heather Jarrett of Durham. The question today was, what popular toy takes its name from the Danish phrase legut, which means play well? And the answer was Legos. So that was the answer, and Heather managed to know that. Let's take a call right here on the air. I think we have a winner for our word of the day. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't got a winner on that simple word.
Okay, yes. What is the word?
Foible, F-O-I-B-L-E.
That's right. And what does it mean?
The center of the blade of a sword.
That's right. What's your name, sir?
Dan Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y.
All right, Dan. Well, congratulations to you, and you're going to get a $10 gift card from Cruiser's Convenience Store. Just hold on the line there, okay?
Thank you very much.
He managed to get that one. If you're a fencing specialist, and really fencing is one of those sports that you don't pay attention to until the Olympics come around. At least that's the case for me. Maybe there are lots of fencers out there. Have a very good fencing team over at UNC and locally, but yeah, that's what it is. Foible. It's the part of the sword between the middle and the point. And Dan Mahoney is our winner of the word of the day. So congratulations to him, and he takes home a $10 gift card from Cruiser's Convenient Marketplace. Well, it's great to be with you once again here on the WCHL Morning News. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz. Ron will be back next week. Aaron Keck will be here on Thursday and Friday. I'll be in here tomorrow as well. And remember, also, Carolina football is coming your way on Saturday. We'll have Larry Fedora's program coming up tonight here on WCHL, so stay with us for that. Right now, it is 8:58. And it's time now for weather, and weather is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. For today, we're expecting partly sunny skies, as the highs will be much warmer today than it was yesterday. Highs all the way up in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. And then for tomorrow night, we're expecting mostly clear skies, lows in the lower 40s. For Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. And then on Thursday night, clear skies, lows in the lower 40s. Looking ahead to Friday, and the high school football games, mostly clear with highs in the upper 60s, lows in the lower 40s. I mentioned high school football games because I know that this week Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, and Orange all have home games. So it's going to be a big night on Friday night. Chapel Hill playing Cardinal Gibbons, and that'll be a big one. And East Chapel Hill's got their homecoming game coming up. This report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happens while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. Right now, WCHL News Time is at 8:59.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The morning rush hour is well underway from coast to coast, and it's a safe bet a lot of drivers didn't get enough sleep last night, putting them and the people around them in danger. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
Frank, that's why the National Transportation Safety Board is hosting a forum right now.
A drowsy driver can be a deadly driver.
The board's Mark Rosekind says even one night losing just 2 hours of sleep can impair driving.
Attention, reaction time, decision making can all be significantly reduced by 20 to 50%.
Today, health and safety leaders will talk about the causes and ways to fight drowsy driving, which leads to 100,000 accidents a year, up to 6,000 of them fatal.
The jail doors have slammed shut behind Oscar Pistorius. A judge in Pretoria, South Africa, sentenced the Olympic blade runner to prison time for the shooting that killed his girlfriend.
Count one, culpable homicide. The sentence imposed is a maximum imprisonment of 5 years.
CBS News correspondent Deborah Potter tells us how Pistorius took the news.
He wiped his eyes and bowed his head as the judge handed down the jail term. As he was led away by armed police to the court holding cells, he reached out for support from his family.
Reva Steenkamp's mother said she was satisfied with the sentence, even though Pistorius could be put under house arrest after less than a year in prison. The Pocono Mountain School District has canceled classes for the day because of recent sightings of Eric Freen, the man wanted for the ambush murder last month of a Pennsylvania state trooper. The latest sighting took place close to a school in Swiftwater, Pennsylvania. Cyber thieves may have been at it again. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
This time it's Staples. The office supply chain says it's contacted law enforcement authorities about a potential credit card data breach. Executives say customers won't be charged for any fraudulent activity on their credit cards so long as they're prompt and letting the company know. If there has been a breach, Staples will be in all too good company. Kmart, Target, Supervalue, and Home Depot among the chains who've fallen prey to hackers in recent months. Frank.
The celebrated fashion designer Oscar de la Renta has died of cancer at the age of 82. De la Renta made his mark by dressing first ladies and Hollywood stars, but his styles appealed to women from all walks of life.
He has such a deep, profound respect for women in the way that they were portrayed, in the way that they were seen, but also in the way that they were dressed. Every single thing that he can design and put on somebody just had so much class.
Yahoo Style editor Joe Z. Dozens of people who were exposed to Dallas Ebola patient Thomas Duncan are out of quarantine now, but local health officials aren't letting up their guard. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez has the latest.
We do know that there are still dozens of people, including healthcare workers, who were exposed to either Thomas Eric